Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are going to get into kind of a little laundry list of kind of cleaning up the, I can't say really truly cleaning up the slate. There's always something, right? But we didn't get a chance to finish anything regarding the Tennessee bomber. So we will get back into that, and and we will, we'll kind of give you what I believe is more of a bird's eye view of how information is being processed, how things are kind of being done. Because a lot of people, what I'm going to do, because it was at the very end of the show, so those of you who didn't catch it, I'll kind of go over, you know, what really happened or what was in the background going on in Nashville, Tennessee, that nobody's told you unless you've actually, you know, seen some of this information. The real story of what was going on in AT&T before that bomb. And I did see a theory that that wasn't actually a bomb. That was a missile that hit the building. But anyway, AT&T got a contract to do forensic audit on the Dominion voting machines. And those machines were being moved to Nashville this past week. The former owner of the AT&T building in Nashville, William Kennard, is a board member of Cerberus Capital Management in AT&T. He also was Bill Clinton's FCC chair and Obama's ambassador to the EU. Dominion Voting, is owned by Cerberus Capital Management. Cerberus is run by the Staple Street execs. So for some reason, whoever is managing this audit within probably, and I don't believe this is the FEC, it's probably the FBI or CIA doing this, but it seems like they're, you know, you never let, as Madison said, no man should ever be his own judge because you will not get justice. They will always rule in favor. That's why I constantly say that you never go to the federal government when your problem is the federal government violating the Constitution. Madison clearly, and that's why we're going through these resolutions, and we'll get into that. When we get back into the resolutions, because we're going to hit that out of the park as to how Madison clarifies that only the states can be that court, can be that tribunal to be the judge and jury regarding the federal government. So it shouldn't be a company that's beholden to government contracts and also a company that has been a loyal supporter of the communist movement in America. Anyway, so as you know, execs Joe Biden's brother-in-law, Steve Owens, is the co-founder of Staple Street Execs, along with William Kennard mentioned above. Supercomputer in Tennessee was connected to the AT&T internet in Nashville yesterday evening, when the Cumberland River cooling system was compromised due to an internet outage and supercomputer fried. If you don't know and you haven't heard, there's this operation called Kraken. I do have a link to it. I could put it up if you're interested. But this basically kind of goes through this operation of going through using using cyber operatives and so forth, going after this corruption and how they're using our basic communications, internet, whatever you want to call it, to undermine what the heck's going on. So if you didn't know, Kraken is a reference to a supercomputer prosecutor Sidney Powell has been talking about. And it's actually not a prosecutor. It's a prosecution operation going after all of these corrupt systems, possibly governments, because they are going after foreign governments. But anyway, you should read up on Kraken, the Kraken operation. So the explosion just happened, right? It just, out of the clear blue, somebody drove this RV up there to create this damage. At the AT&T location where this just so happened again to occur, and all of these other unrelated things that are going on regarding the audit and so forth just happened. Now, supposedly what had happened is the voting machines and drives for the audit supposedly have basically were there and destroyed. Here's the interesting thing, because a lot of people are already pointing out, how did they get the DNA that quickly? And we already talked about that in the last show, that not everybody has a DNA mapping with the government. Now, I do know that anybody that's been in the military as of, I want to say 98, 97 is when they just started beginning to map, at least in the Marine Corps. And so, because I know as I was retiring, I had already put in my paperwork for retirement at the end of 97. It wasn't at the end of 97. It was towards 98 when I put my paperwork in, and everybody knew I was going to retire. I was terminating from the Marine Corps because my contract was ending. And so when they came and said, hey, you need to go get DNA mapped, and I go, well, let's save the government some money. I don't need to do that. I'm getting out now. And they go, oh, okay. And then it became more and more stressed, more and more important. Everybody had to do it. And they looked at me and they go, you got to go do that. And I go, I'm processing out. Are you kidding me? And then they go, well, no, that kind of becomes excessive or what have you. So they didn't map. I didn't get mapped. But anybody that has been in since that point in time has been mapped. And so the only people that have truly been mapped has been in the military. And the whole reason, justification was for ID. If you happen to be blown up, they can find a trace of your, part of your body and be able to identify who that is by using DNA. Anyway, so the real point I'm trying to wrap this thing up is to let you look at the macro view. First off, and I asked everybody last night to please read the Kentucky resolutions and then go through the amendments to identify what crimes the federal government has been granted to have jurisdiction over. In other words, as we know, everybody understands that listens to this show, we have an enumerated constitution. The federal government only has the power, the constitutional authority to do for very specific roles, responsibilities, and powers, period. If it's not enumerated, they have no jurisdiction over it. So what are the laws that the federal government has? Well, treason, counterfeiting, high crimes and misdemeanors committed on the high seas, and laws committed against the laws of nations, or crimes committed against the laws of nations. Now, we did amend the Constitution to give them the power to basically shut down liquor. We've given them the power enumerated to not do that anymore. But if you go through the Constitution, they don't have any jurisdiction for kidnapping. Where is that? Where's that amendment? Where's the amendment for them to control drugs? All of these laws really fall onto the shoulders of the states. These are state responsibilities. And even though the states didn't have the ability to interact with each other, the federal government says, well, we'll do that for you, as they usurp these things unconstitutionally. So when you look at the FBI, what are they supposed to really be doing? Well, it seems like the Secret Service looks after, what is that? The counterfeiting, okay. And supposedly, they look after the security of the president. Okay, I get that. What the heck is the FBI supposed to really do constitutionally? What falls within their jurisdiction? And you'll start to realize that they actually don't have any constitutional authority. So now we understand that the FBI as Washington stated, and you know what? I need to really read this for you. So I'm actually going to pull this up because this is Washington's farewell address. And as he says, let me see here. If in the opinion, so this is paragraph 26 of Washington's farewell address. If in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation. For this is in one instance maybe the instrument of good. It is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. Now, you know, Washington wasn't the most astute regarding the Constitution in context to, you know, Madison and many others. But clearly he got it. Clearly he understood that we had an enumerated Constitution. There was a mode or mechanism in the Constitution for changing it. And so if we're going to allow the government to do something, then we have to follow that process. Because as he says, and he points out, it may be a noble intent that they actually, you know, assume something, but it is always the customary weapon of how governments are destroyed. So we'll be right back and kind of wrap up this Tennessee bombing thing in a macro view. And then we're just going to plow forward because it's just another dumb news cycle. We'll be right back. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so maybe you're asking yourself, why in the heck is GR even talking about this? And even more importantly, why hasn't GR even mentioned that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org? Because he didn't do that. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is so that you understand the bigger picture. I'm not asking anybody to go and challenge the FBI and their constitutionality, because those guys have guns and they have the full force of the color of law or a bunch of written laws that they believe are legitimate. The court system believes it is legitimate. The only way, and it's the real reason why this is an important issue for you to understand, is this whole concept of nullification. Oh, well, nullification, well, that stops these unconstitutional powers from occurring in your state. Well, 9 times out of 10, and there are so many people that have embraced this, that if the state legislator said we're not going to, you know, allow the FBI to operate, that doesn't mean that they won't, that they're just going to stop. This nullification does not eradicate unconstitutional powers. And so you get sting operations. The FBI will come in, or the CIA, or any government agency, just because you've nullified and you've done this, you know, this super thing, which to me is a perfunctory process. This is why we're going through this, and this is why I'm bringing this up, because this is the content we're covering right now. We just kind of covered some of this last week, and we'll be covering more of this after we go through the New Year's resolutions and stuff, so that you can get your arms around this and understand nullification is tantamount to using a fly swatter to kill an elephant. You have to eradicate these unconstitutional powers. If not, they have an apparatus that they can actually, just in the middle of the night, come in, seize you, take you away, seize all your stuff, and before your sheriff can even get involved, because a constitutional sheriff can't just put up a roadblock and, you know, control all traffic in every direction. They just can't do that. Your state can't do that. These guys can come in with also, I mean, you've seen some of the crap that they portray on TV with, you know, these unmarked vans that look like contracting vans or even labeled as such. And they can come in and make somebody just go away in the Italian sense. So I am trying to give you this understanding that what we've got going is truly an important thing that Republic Review must address. Nullification cannot do this. And so let's get back to the macro view. As we look at the FBI and how it has grown as an agency from an agency that has helped, you know, bring little children home from kidnappings that have gone across state lines, and these other things that the FBI has done really good things on over the years, all of a sudden it has become the apparatus, because really it was an interstate enforcement agency in very specific crimes in its jurisdiction. Tell me, when did the FBI become the agency to go and investigate things that happened on foreign soil? Why was the FBI in Benghazi investigating that for the Obama administration, the attack on in Benghazi? Why? Well, there's only one reason. Because they have become the deep state cover-up apparatus. As a matter of fact, every time since I've been on air that there has been a school shooting, and oh, hey, here's some good news. We'll never have a school shooting again as long as the schools are closed. Hey, that's great. We're not going to lose our kids by putting them into those nasty bins of refuse that is being rammed down your kids' throats. This is a good thing. But every time there has been a school shooting, there has been links where people have reached out. Somehow the FBI has been kind of understanding or knowing what's going on. They've been tipped off or what have you, and they supposedly just, you know, fell into the cracks. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How did this DNA just in hours come out? Well, we're being bamboozled by the media. We're being bamboozled by, you know, those spokesmen for the FBI and law enforcement and everything else. You can't trust anything that's coming across your TV channel, period. I am telling you that the whole process, and whenever the FBI gets involved, and I know this because I actually know an antagonist in our local area where this gal has, and she came on my show. Actually, she was on the very beginning in the first year in 2018. She came on this show with Red State Talk Radio and talked about a few incidents where the FBI was used by the sheriff to basically intimidate her and dragged her in for investigations and so forth. What was her crime? She was a patriot. She was calling the sheriff out for violating his oath of office and using powers that he shouldn't be using. And so the sheriff used his relationship with the, and that sheriff's still in power today. And he goes out, and this sheriff speaks out about people who are touting the Constitution. So why am I saying anything? Because I don't want you to become an antagonist. I don't want you to be the one that goes and takes on the FBI. What I want and what we need is we need to educate our state legislators so that they understand that the only way we are going to obtain justice and recover our constitutional republic and save our constitution and our liberties is by getting the state legislators on board with Republic Review and demanding that they form Republic Review. What's going on and how things are working is almost like what you would see in a, you know, Bond or, you know, Mission Impossible or that type, you know, CIA, that sleuth kind of crap. And why is it happening here? I knew a gentleman. Let me just go back to this Oklahoma bombing. And when the Oklahoma bombing occurred, I was in the Marine Corps, active in the intelligence community. And there was a colonel, Air Force colonel, that spoke out against the Oklahoma bombing. He actually wrote a book. Now, most people have never heard of this book. But what he basically stated was that the bombing of Oklahoma wasn't a single bomb. It wasn't a single explosion. He actually proved with seismic instruments that happened to be in the Oklahoma area that there were two distinct bombs. There was a small bomb and then a big bomb. And one of the things he points out in this, and it's the same thing with the Marine Barracks, I think in Riyadh, I believe that's where it was, where the Marine Barracks was, you know, there was a gas truck that blew the Marine Barracks, you know, the whole side of it in. And if you start looking at bomb damage, I just want to teach you one thing. Look at how the debris goes in a bomb, because at the Marine Barracks, and just common sense will tell you, you put the bomb on the outside of a building, the whole outside of that building will then be pushed inside because that's where the force is. And one of the things he pointed out about the Oklahoma City bombing was that everything went blocks and blocks away. I think up to four blocks they found debris. Well, how did that happen? If the bomb was in a truck outside on the street, it should have pushed everything in. No, it actually pushed, it basically broke the integrity of the outside, and the big bomb was on the inside that actually blew everything out. And so that's why there was such a spread. But these bombs were so timed that most people didn't realize that there were really two explosions, because if you've ever heard a cymbal crash, you know, the ringing of that cymbal, it sounds like it, you know, it goes on. It's the boom, it just extends so that when you have another boom behind that, most people don't differentiate. If they're within seconds, most people can't differentiate because, I mean, you're being shaken. You're not thinking about what you're hearing. You're going, what the heck is happening? And you miss the whole second explosion. So when you start looking at how these bombs are going, which way did the debris go? And how did that debris, you know, get spread? How far did it go? When you start looking, so some people are saying, oh no, this was a missile. I don't see the evidence of that. when you look at the 9/11 and the people that say, oh, those couldn't have been planes, I have a problem with that too. I mean, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories out there of all sorts of things. And there's people that, oh, you know, hey, I do not doubt that there was a conspiracy within the 9/11 stuff. There's no doubt in my mind. There were shenanigans. But those planes literally did go down. I had friends who I worked with the company I was working for. We lost three people on those planes. And so when people say, oh, well, those, you know, those planes just were taken out and destroyed, I have a problem with some of these conspiracy theories, because they're not founded on fact or truth. I mean, they come up with good excuses, but we'll be right back after these two promos to kind of close on this whole concept and what we need to do.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so the reason I'm going through all of this, and the reason I'm kind of giving you some background, is what are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? Is this going to grip you so much to, you know, worry, what's next? Folks, I'm going to try to use some Seinfeld imagery here. There was a episode, for those who watch and are familiar with Seinfeld, where he was on a date, and he was taking his date back up to his apartment to, I don't know, have a drink or something, or what have you. Anyway, he was pretending that they were being chased, and he wanted to show off how quickly he could get into his apartment using his keys to, you know, because he had all these different locks and so forth. Because if you're familiar with the show, Seinfeld was very, very big on having some security. Anyway, so he, you know, they're coming, and she was playing in on it. Oh yeah, they're almost here, and he opens the door, you know, gets the door open and shuts it. And the whole point of this little imagery is, if you're focused on the task at hand and you're not necessarily captivated by your assailants and what the heck is going on, you can actually get something done. You can save yourself. You can get out of harm, but you have to focus and react accordingly. Are you reacting accordingly when all of a sudden a big news event occurs, whether it be a school shooting or whether it be a bombing or whether it be some other shenanigans that the government is basically pulling? I am here to tell you that the best smart thing, the thing that actually puts, as far as I am concerned, money on the table, and what I mean by that is it brings results, is not getting caught up in the news cycle. How many minutes have you spent in front of the tube watching what the heck are they going to say next? What facts are coming out? And to think, if you're actually doing that, you know, how much of the facts are you really trusting and buying into? Okay, yeah, there's something happened in Tennessee. But to allow yourself to lose the time of instead of reading, instead of doing something that would have been productive with that time, we have to start focusing on being productive. If we're going to be successful, we have to be productive. Oh, well, that's a great lead into why is it the GR is going to take the time to go through and how to set up and create effective objectives and effective goals. Why? Well, because this way you can actually become more successful. We need patriots to succeed, and I hope you understand that. And we want to do everything we can to actually help you be successful. I don't care if you're successful in business. I want you to be successful in everything you do, because I believe that you have the heart and you have the mind to understand what the heck is going on. And we need action, and we need that action to be successful. So with that, with putting all the other obligatories to the side, I hope that this kind of helps you understand. You know, when we have these news events, when the news cycle starts over again on a new event, don't get caught up in it. I mean, if you've got to talk about it, when somebody comes along and says, you know, hey, what do you think about this? You go, you know, all's I know is that the government is out of hand. It is doing so many things. It's spending us into oblivion. And it's the same thing with the money and the vote for $600, $2,000. Are you kidding me? When are they going to stop unconstitutionally spending? I don't want you to think, because this is terrible. We're creating a huge problem by putting all this money, unconstitutional money, in circulation. People are going, well, you know, they're doing things for all these other countries, and they're not doing it. They shouldn't be doing any of it. It is not the federal government. Remember, that's why we read the cod fishery bounties, because the federal government does not have the business to tax the people to give them money. There's no power in the Constitution for them to do that or give other countries money for having gender programs or gender reassignment crap. Are you kidding me? Anyway, this is why we try to get really focused. So folks, what is it going to take? What is it going to take to get you to finally put the blinders on, to actually start reading? And this is why I read these documents. This is why I go through these things, because if you can't do it, at least you'll be exposed to it, because GR likes being right, and you're not going to prove me wrong. This is why I actually say at the beginning of every show, instead of now, this is the only show that is aired in any manner, in any way, in any form that is available to the public, that provides academic evidence of what the real problems are and the only academic-based solutions that will actually solve these problems. Do you care? I hope so. And I hope what's going on now motivates you. And I hope that you set resolutions to say, I am no longer going to be caught up in the narrative and the news cycle that they want to consume and waste my time. We've got some great things that we're going to expose to you regarding the NLA. I've been telling you to get involved with this organization. You need, and so, you know, one good thing I want you to understand about the NLA, if you don't, if you actually start researching the National Liberty Alliance, you will find that the Southern Poverty Law Center calls these guys out as really bad conspiracy theorists and, you know, all sorts of propaganda and lies. So if they're being considered a bad organization by the Southern Poverty Law Center, you really want to look into this because they're probably a lot better than you'd even think because they've at least hit their radar. What we're doing, this is why we're working with these petitions and why we're actually getting you to go online and sign these petitions. This is very, very important. I want you to understand, you know, how important it is that we use our First Amendment right to petition Congress to throwing out this unconstitutional electoral college. I want you to understand what has to happen. So this is why if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and you click on the link on the right-hand side, petitions, we have all of the constitutional articles. Go there and read the articles that we've posted. But go to petitions. At the very top, we have direct links. It'll take you to the We the People Foundation if you want to sign a petition electronically. Please, if you just want to sign the petition, oh, by the way, who can sign this petition? Any U.S. citizen. You do not need to be a registered voter to petition your government, which means if you have children that are living with you or you have family that you can communicate to that are considered U.S. citizens. Well, what is a U.S. citizen? Somebody that can vote? No. A U.S. citizen is a person that has reached the age where they are obligated by state law of serving in the militia. In other words, if the state can compel a person, and believe it or not, every state has some militia laws that they have created. Now, except for maybe Hawaii and Alaska. I think Alaska may actually have a militia, but I don't know if Hawaii has militia laws, but I know every other state does. Every other state, and some states actually call for young men to actually be able and ready to serve at the ages of 14, 16. So whatever is the law requirement of compulsion to serve in your state, that is the age limit for a person to be able to petition government. Because if they can force you to, you know, sacrifice your life to in the service of the Constitution, the state, and your liberties and so forth, and security, then you have that same right to petition government. Because if you read, you just have to be a U.S. citizen. And at that point, when government can compel you, you have become a citizen. If government looks at you and considers you under the cognizance of your parents, then you have not become a citizen as of yet. So this is why this is important. So we want to get everybody down into, you know, either signing online, contacting the NLA, and I'm really thankful, and I hope this works out for the NLA, that they can help you get involved in your local area because they're probably the largest organization. We want to see them grow. We want to bust the NLA at their seams. Why? Because they are uniters. We're actually going to be going through organizations that you want to steer away from because as we reach out to them, are you willing to unite on the Constitution and demanding full enforcement? If they're not willing to come to the table and use their apparatus and use their resources to help demand enforcement of the Constitution and they want to maintain their myopic perspective, such as abortion or Western land, state rights, or what have you, nullification, then I'm telling you, organizations like that are controlled opposition. They are not uniters. They will not be a part of the solution. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, just to be clear, don't call. I've got to change those. I said this a couple of times now. I've got to change those bumpers so that when we're, you know, when you want to say something, you don't have to call and you don't have to submit yourself to a, you know, live radio. All you've got to do is call our contact line, question line, comment line, whatever you want to call it, 425-270-5416. 425-270-5416. Just leave a message. If there's actually a dialogue, I mean, if it's just a quick question, then I'll answer it as quick as I possibly can. But if it seems like the quick question kind of leads to this, to this, to this, then what I'll do is I'll call you and we'll have a conversation about, you know, the details of what you want to do. We'll just record that and we will have we will air that conversation as appropriate. That way, if you do have questions, you've got questions about Republic Review, anything like that, then we will dive into that. But regardless of what your comment is, we'll air that, as we just did last week. So anywho, let me just kind of plow forward, because this is the last segment. And for the most part, what we were just talking about was the... I'm just going to pull it up, because we're talking about the petitions and going to reclaimingtherepublic.org. And as you can see, we've got a lot of content, a lot of information that we filled in. And so they have, or what we've put up, is how you can electronically sign a petition. And Bob Schultz is going to take those petitions down and hand them over. He's going to print them all out and print everybody's signatures and all of that. And he's going to take that down to Congress, to Washington, D.C., prior to the next week, probably by the 5th, by a week away, so that they have these petitions in hand, knowing that, you know, the American public really wants it. And what we were hoping to get 2 million. We were hoping to get a, you know, a significant amount of people petitioning government to demand that they throw out this year's Electoral College because it is unconstitutional, and they cannot choose the president if they are unconstitutional, which therefore, by the process identified in the Constitution, the Congress is responsible for choosing the president. So anyway, going to Reclaiming the Republic and the petitions and how to do this, you've got, you know, the Occupy the Constitution with Bob Schultz. You can click on that link and do it online. You can physically coordinate and get out and get people to sign this weekend or at your New Year's parties, New Year's Eve events, or what have you. Get people to sign, and and you can coordinate through the NLA. We also have all of the pages and all of the documents necessary right there, so that you can actually just print these things out, you can sign these, and we have cover letters and instructions as to why or whom you need to send this package to, as well as the mailing address. So we're pretty much, we've covered everything out there, and so we have the cover sheets for everybody so that they can go through and print these things out. Just remember that as you copy and put this into your document, all of the red text needs to be changed. You need to put your title, your full name, your mailing address, your phone number, your email address, you know, how to get a hold of you right there at the top. Every part that is red, you need to pay attention because you need to put information there. And so in doing that, then you print it out and voila. And please be mindful, we're asking you to send two packages. I know the postage may be a little bit, but we need you to send two packages. We want you to send originals. As a U.S. citizen, we want you to send your originals to the House of Representatives. And then we want you to send a copy because Nancy Pelosi may actually try to bury your petition. But if it goes to Mitch McConnell and the Senate, then they'll go, oh, okay, well, look at this, you know, and we're not hearing anything from Nancy. We're getting all these packages. Therefore, it helps keep one side honest from what's going on and from the other side, well, okay, you know, they're going to be called out for doing the wrong thing. So this is why we want you to send originals to the House and copies to the Senate. If you are a state legislator that are listening to this and are involved, we are asking that you actually send originals to the Senate because they're the ones who are supposed to be representing you, and copies to the House of Representatives. This way, they at least know that everybody's kind of, you know, being posted. What we want you to do is we need you to get this package out and in the mail on the 31st, or actually, because if you look, the 1st is Friday. And so if you're going to send overnight, if you're going to spend the money on overnight, you can send it on the 4th so that it gets there on the 5th. The two-day mail will be too late because they are opening these Electoral College ballots on the 6th. This is why you really only have two more days to really do this and get this out. If you plan on doing it on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, doing physical signatures and so forth, you really need to send this overnight via FedEx, or I think the USPS will do overnight, and they will deliver to Congress so that it gets there by the 5th. The mailing instructions is there. And so this is, and one of the things I still was going to post this is when to ship it. And this is why I'm covering it now. So I will get this posted probably tonight. and anybody that doesn't necessarily listen, but they've been watching and waiting for this information, I will let everybody know that if you're going to mail it first class, you need to have this mailed by the 31st so that it will be at Congress by the 5th. Actually, I think it'll, if you send it on the 31st, it should be there by the 4th. But anywho, we want you to get involved. We want you to exercise your First Amendment rights in demanding that we basically discard this year's Electoral College. What happens is that Congress will then choose the president. And as it's been described, and I've been so busy with the holidays, I've not been able to go through the 12th Amendment to confirm that the process is as described by many in stating that the Senate, each senator gets one vote. And so therefore, there will be, you know, 50-some votes in the Senate for Trump. And then each state creates a coalition or a body of delegates, and they get one vote in the House of Representatives. Currently, there are 30 states that are represented by the Republicans in the House of Representatives, and there are 20 states that are blue or representing the Democrats. So in other words, if you total this all up, there should be 130 votes for, not 130 votes, I'm sorry. There would be, because it's 50, there are 50 senators and then there are 30. So it would be 80 to 70, something like that. And in this way, Pence wouldn't even have to be the tiebreaker. Trump would overwhelmingly be chosen as president. This is going to be, and just to give you fair warning, the Democrats and the communists are going to go crazy that we actually use the Constitution to hold these state officials, these jurists and governors who have violated the Constitution accountable, because we should not have 401 electors that are unconstitutional. At a bare minimum, they're unconstitutional, and that is just because only the state legislators have the constitutional authority to choose the manner of how electors are to be chosen or elected. And when the governors, during these lockdowns this past year, said, we're going to do mail-in ballots, they had no authority to do that. Therefore, they changed the manner unconstitutionally. So with that, let's just kind of mosey into some of these Liberty Summits, because, let me see, I've got less than a minute. We've been working with Montana, and I've been really, you know, happy with the responses of the Republicans in Montana. I've been trying to get South Dakota. I've, you know, gotten really good responses, but I just can't get them to anybody to kind of lead in, you know, creating time and, you know, setting up a Liberty Summit. And so we need some of your help. If you live in some of these dark red states, we need to start having Liberty Summits with your state legislators. And this is why we want you to start getting involved with the NLA, because we'll help you. We will help you learn what and how to do this. It's going to take a little time. You're not going to be able to contact your state legislators and have them be responsive to you. But as we work together, as we start uniting, you will realize that we are going to start actually getting results, just like what's going on in Montana. We're here to help, and we're not from the government. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.